Dear Editor, East Richmond residents up in arms about healthy trees taken down. A single resident of the Hamilton neighborhood, Lori Williams, suggests that the stand of trees at the northwest corner of Gilly and Smith could have been saved. She also expresses concern that a row of trees at the southwest corner of Smith and Gilly was moved to behind the tennis courts in the adjacent park. The very large maple trees that were relocated at considerable expense were at the limit of what could be moved. The trees at the northwest corner were too large to move. In both cases, the trees were planted over top of civil infrastructure which needs to be replaced to facilitate the developments. Furthermore, the existing elevation of the natural grade in this area is amongst the lowest in the city. The trees would not have survived the changes to the water table that will result from the developments being constructed. I think one must consider that we are in a housing crisis in BC and that these two projects are providing 409 new residential units, including 33 affordable units. They are also providing much-needed commercial space, including medical services, restaurants, a grocery store, and a community policing station. All things that the community was very clear they wanted during the official community plan review. Across Canada, we plant 600 million trees a year. Globally, we are planting close to 1.9 billion trees annually. It is simply irresponsible to vote against much-needed housing for the sake of a few trees. We are in a housing crisis, not a tree crisis. Dana Westermark, Richmond. Got an opinion on this story or any others in Richmond? Send us a letter or email your thoughts or story tips to editor@richmond-news.com. To stay updated on Richmond news, sign up for our daily headline newsletter. Words missing in article? Your ad blocker might be preventing hyperlinked text from appearing.